Can you give me a brief breakdown of what your office has been doing since you came into office with respect to the crisis in Venezuela right now?
For many months now, even before I got elected, I have always said that the Maduro regime is an illegitimate regime. And I have very close friends, some family members that live in Venezuela, and I've been watching how the situation has gotten progressively worse. So the first week that I got sworn in, I started talking to my staff so that we can introduce a bill right away providing humanitarian aid. So a bill was introduced a couple of weeks ago asking the government, the U.S. government, to provide $150 million in humanitarian aid. I've also asked this administration to provide TPS for the Venezuelans who are living here in this country, and asking the UN ambassador to put pressure in the international community so that they can also join us providing assistance.
A few weeks ago, Vice President Pence came to South Florida and met with Governor Ron DeSantis and other Republicans for a listening session with Venezuelan exiles. Notably, no congressional Democrats seem to have been invited to that. The Florida Democratic Party issued a statement saying Venezuela was being turned into a partisan issue. Do you believe that it's being used as something like a political wedge issue right now?
Unfortunately, that's what it seems like to me. I really hope that it is not. We can't be using the suffering of the Venezuelan people for political gain. And this is one issue that we have been working in Congress in a bipartisan fashion, and I would expect members from both political parties to join us. I've been working very closely with Representative Donna Shalala, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I joined in a bill that Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart introduced for TPS for Venezuelans. So I would ask that for members of all parties to not make this a political issue. It's a very critical situation, and we need to show the Venezuelan people that we're with them.
Some of your Democratic colleagues have likened what's happening now in Venezuela as like a foreign intervention. Do you agree that what's happening now is an intervention?
No, and just to tell you, representation matters. I was born in Ecuador. I understand Latin American politics very well. And I think sometimes when you hear colleagues, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, saying things like that, I think it's more a lack of historical information and perspective. And I have been presenting to the Democratic caucus about the Venezuelan issue. I actually had a meeting with Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and she understood the issue. She's been to Venezuela, and she, if you hear her talking about Chavez, because she met him years ago, and she now says that Maduro is 10 times worse. Nancy Pelosi understands the issue, and she released a statement joining me and Shalala and Wasserman Schultz on our work that we're doing for Venezuela. I think more than anything, what we need to do is educate and inform, but you're always going to have people that have different perspectives. We are 435 members in Congress. We're not always going to agree on all of those issues, but what I am doing, my focus is educating, informing, so that we can have support from as many members as we can.
This latest push for getting humanitarian aid into the country, would that count as an intervention if we really push to get that aid into the country, you know, contrary to Maduro's, you know, will?
I think that if we expect, or if we are asking Venezuelans to restore democracy and fight for their rights, we have to do whatever we can to provide that humanitarian assistance. We can't expect them to fight to stand up in their country without having access to basic needs like food, access to medicine. It is crucial right now that we do whatever we can to work directly with NGOs, not with the government, so that we can get that humanitarian aid inside. 90% of Venezuelans right now are living in poverty. We have a massive exodus of people that are leaving the country. People are dying of hunger. Children are being exposed to viruses that we haven't seen, malaria and others. It's crucial that we do whatever we can to provide humanitarian assistance.
How would you rate the Trump administration's handling of the political economic crisis in Venezuela so far?
You know, I'm optimistic that they are doing some of the right things. I have to tell you that where I do disagree with the Trump administration is when they speak about putting all options on the table and using military action to oust Maduro. I would hope that we use every diplomatic effort to restore democracy and bring some sort of peaceful agreement. I know that Guaido has asked Maduro to leave and he would give him amnesty. And I truly believe that with the pressure of the international community, I don't think anyone wants to escalate and bring more violence to that country.
Marco Rubio has become kind of like the unofficial spokesperson of this whole thing. How important is it, you think, to have leaders here in South Florida who have a more personal, direct experience with talking about these issues of democracy in Latin America and, you know, the lived experience of the people? How important is that kind of localized representation when we're talking about this on a national level?
It's extremely important. I can tell you that I have had several roundtables with Venezuelan leaders here locally, and they feel immediately comfortable because we're speaking in our native language, Spanish, and they see me as someone that is from their region, and we align in our values, in our traditions, in our perspectives. And it's going to be very important that they feel that they have representation, not just locally, but also in Washington, D.C. And that's why I have made it such a priority that every time I come back to the district, that we continue to have that line of communication, because I want to assure them I am here to help and be their voice when I'm in Washington, D.C.
If this Venezuelan situation doesn't pan out like how the U.S. government hopes right now, would that make someone like President Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua more emboldened or entrenched if Maduro is able to stick this out?
I think that's why it's so critical at this moment that not only the United States, but the EU, the Organization of American States, we all work together to do whatever we can at this moment to support Guaido, the National Assembly, get Maduro out, because that's going to send a very strong message, not just to Ortega, but to any other Central American or Latin South American country that has populist governments that are trying to take over and violate human rights for their people.